Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Well, it's first hour. It's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. But most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from local natives, Two Door Cinema Club, and Paris Youth Foundation. Today's reissue song is from Big Country off their classic The Crossing album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new tune from Butcher the Bar. I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll be around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Fan Club. Fan Club is a mixed-gendered indie pop trio based in Austin, Texas. They are Leslie Crunkerton, Mike Lee, and Daniel Schmidt. I found these guys last year with the release of their debut single, Leaves, and that was out in July of last year. The tune then was folded into their debut EP, which dropped in January. The threesome have just released this single, Imprint, which will be the second single, new single, of 2019. New music from Fan Club here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Spirit City here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Just getting started with the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a really kind of drizzly, gray morning here in the Boston area. Anyway, Spirit City is an indie funk pop trio from Provo, Utah. They started releasing music in 2015, and it's been a steady, slow drip. 2019 marks their return, but their sound has made a slight turn. On that new single, Free Rider, which came out on April 5th, I can clearly hear the influence of Portugal the Man. Not that that's a bad thing, but it is derivative. Changing musical direction with a tune from Volunteer. Volunteer, which is a terrible name for a band, is the stage name for Corey Quintard. He's an indie pop neo-folk singer-songwriter from Orlando, Florida, but now makes his home in Nashville, Tennessee. He's been rather prolific over the years with lots of singles and a couple EPs. His latest addition to his discography is a standalone single. It's called If I Got You, which came out just on the 26th of April. New music from Volunteer here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. was the latest material from Grizzfolk here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Grizzfolk, they're back with their third single for 2019. That track was called Mercy, came out on March 26th. It's a nice example of modern alt-rock. The band is getting ready to release their second full-length album. It's going to be titled Rarest of Birds and has a release date of July 19th. They are planning on a headlining tour to be kicked off in July as well.
Of course, I want our kids to eat fresh, healthy foods all the time. But we don't have a supermarket nearby, so it's a challenge.
I wish we were closer to good health care because of our son's asthma. Frankly, it's scary at times.
I'd love for our family to live in a nice house near a great school, but...
But none of these resources exist in our neighborhood.
Many variables can shape the outcome of children's lives, like the zip code where they grow up. That's because not all communities have the same opportunities, such as quality schools and housing, fresh food, and good health care. There are many ways to improve communities so everyone has a fair chance. Regardless of zip code, you can make a difference. Join with HUD and local leaders to improve your community. Learn how at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing, shared opportunity in every community. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Next up, it's a new one from Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever. When I first found these guys back in 2015, they were known just as Rolling Blackouts. And I looked over my notes and I found that I had written a warning that there are two other bands with the same name, one from Arizona and the other from California. And, you know, that's why I go on about bands' names. Just do an online search of the names you're thinking of. You can save yourself a whole lot of trouble. Anyway, Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever are a self-described, quote, tough pop slash soft punk, unquote, five-piece out of Melbourne, Australia. At that time, they were on Ivy League Records, which is how I found them. They have since moved to Sub Pop, which will serve them well for distribution here in the United States. The new effort is a single. This one is a digital single. It's called In the Capital, which is the A-side. However, I went with the B-side, which is called Read My Mind. New music from Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Butcher the Bar right after Laser from Two Door Cinema Club. New music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and I found Two Door Cinema Club back in 2009 when the trio from Belfast, Northern Ireland, were still unsigned. They were one of my early music discoveries that took off into mainstream radio. About a year after I discovered them, they were signed to Glassnote Records, which is a wonderful European label. They remastered and re-released Something Good Can Work and Undercover Martin, and included new material on the release Tourist History about a year after I found them. 10 years later, they're still releasing material, and they are on their fourth studio album. It's called False Alarm, which is set for release on June 14th. The song I just aired there is called Talk. It's one of the album's pre-release singles. Well, it's time for our lineage. It's the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Butcher the Bear. Butcher the Bar, which is really Joel Nicholson. He's a talented indie singer-songwriter from the UK. He started writing songs under this pen name back in 2007 and released a 7-inch with the song Get Away on it. The tune was picked up by a television series called Chuck. I first ran into him in 2011 with the release of the single Bobby, which was also included in his sophomore full-length album For Each a Future Tethered. The new disc is going to be titled 3, and it is a street date of June 14th. The song I have to share for you this morning is Haunts. So this is Butcher the Bar. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Freeform Radio.
Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage that was Butcher the Bar with Bobby. And it's from their 2011 album, For Each, A Future Tethered. Hey, if you want to check out another installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, I do one on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It's the same concept we're doing here. Sans the new release show. So if you need another installment of music that you might otherwise miss, again, it's Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Big Country. The album that has been re-released is The Crossing, and it was originally released in 1983. The Crossing, it's the first studio album released by Scottish band Big Country. The album reached number 3 in the UK. Overseas, it hit number 4 in Canada and on their RPM national album charts, and number 18 in the U.S. on the Billboard 200, again, in 1983. It also did quite well on MTV when MTV used to play music videos. It had hits on it like Fields of Fire, Chance, and, of course, this one, In a Big Country. So this is Big Country with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Shot! We'll be right back.
country dream. Stay with you like a lover's voice from the mountainside. Stay alive in the big country dream. Stay with you like a lover's voice from the mountainside. Stay
Farm Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Paris Youth Foundation. Paris Youth Foundation, which is a great name for a band. They're an indie alt-rock five-piece making their base of operations in Liverpool, England. I first found them in 2016 with the release of their debut single, If You Wanna. Since that time, they have released a series of singles, 10 of them to be more precise. The song I just spun there is Look What You Started. It's part of the new EP, The Nights Are For Thinking About You, which dropped on April 12th. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Winnetka Bowling League. Winnetka Bowling League is an indie alt-pop rock mixed-gender quartet out of Los Angeles, California, and they're fronted by Matthew Coma. They came on strong back in 2008 with the single On the Five and really haven't looked back since. Their association with RCA Records hasn't hurt things either and has allowed them to release this new EP, Cloudy with a Chance of Sun, on April 26. It's six songs deep with a fun feel to it. The song that got my attention is track number 2, Slow Dances. New music from Winnetka here on Bowling League on here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
shadows and laying down by my side. And the light that was still slipping through was painting your body in stripes. I remember the trees tumbling down like an archangel choir.
Brand new stuff from local natives here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. Local natives have just released their fourth studio album, Violet Street. Came out on April 26th. I grabbed onto this indie alt-rock band back in 2013 with the release Hummingbird, and I've been following them ever since. I played the pre-release single Cafe Amarillo back in March. With the release of the new album, I thought I'd feature another cut. That track was When I Am Gonna Lose You, or When Am I Going to Lose You. Anyway, let me slip in one more from Spin, and that's Spin with two N's. They are a jangly dream pop quartet out of Liverpool, England. I first found them last year with the debut single Boredom. They've released six more since that debut, with the latest being Sunshine. I'm pretty sure a full-length album is in the works, and it'll probably come out later this year. Of course, please stay tuned for hours two and three of music you might otherwise miss.
Silence, just to say you were.